Are we live?
No, not yet.
Okay, I want to
as soon as you press start. Okay. Are we live? Can it do sideways like that?
Yeah, it should be able to.
Okay, cool. Sideways. Oh my god.
Okay, there we are.
Are we live on this one?
No, not yet. Okay. I think I'm gonna go live soon.
Let's do it.
Go live.
Hey.
All right. Let's start Facebook.
Oh my god, I'm excited.
Oh, I want you to rotate your phone.
You can't turn your phone once. Yeah, just do a standing right side. Boo, I know.
There we go.
All right.
That's fine.
What about on?
I think I have to turn it this way too.
Oh, boom, boom. So no wide view.
I know, that sucks, but. I'm gonna get us together.
All right. We are live. We don't have to worry about like not cursing because
this is our show.
Yes.
We good.
All right. If you're joining us, welcome to
Do Better D Dot Podcast, live on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Thanks.
And we'll get started in just a couple minutes, just because like. It's not quite 8 o'clock yet.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So this is usually what we do while we're recording our podcast. We do a little B-roll. We just have a little conversation to warm us up. So you're going to join us then and warm up. So we want you, this is how you're going to make this very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to make comments, wave at us, ask questions so we can answer them.
Yeah.
We need your help, though, because my vision's not good today. So
Also, we're kind of doing it like mukbang style, which is like if you watch YouTube at all or like, you know, been alive in the last century, you'll know that it's basically like conversation while people eat. So tonight I ordered us what is it called? It's called Peacock Indian Cuisine.
Nice.
Yeah, not sponsored, which we were because I love
Indian
right? food.
One day we'll be able to say stuff like that, right?
Let me show you what we have
here
if you want to show them.
Okay.
On your phone.
All right, and then you can show on yours. So.
Let's show you what we got. So, let's see. So here we've got some samosas. We got some, let me pull it out. Garlic naan here.
Right there, that naan bread.
Mm. And we got some chana masala.
Yes, this deliciousness.
If you can see, there we go. Chana masala and basmati rice.
Yeah,
because... Right. We're all about that.
But somebody's asking, what are those? No one's really asking that. But what are these?
Samosa. I already asked. Oh, I already told them.
Those right there?
Yep.
Samosas. Am I pointing at the...
You are.
All right, cool. It looked like I was pointing at the rice.
They're like, what is it? Like a little savory pastry, I guess? Like,
yes. So, all right.
What are you doing?
I am waiting for you to put this phone up
there, too. I'm about to say, you showing them our little ghetto setup?
All right.
A good couple minutes.
Yes, just about a few minutes.
Here, let me turn it a little, because you're not even in the shot like
that. I know, right? Oh, my God. I'm going to be
cut you out.
Cut me out.
I need to turn myself.
This is probably one of the most interesting B-roll conversations we've had in quite a while.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So.
I'm ready to eat.
Welcome to.
I just moved out. Like, that's
you're getting
funny.
All the technical difficulties today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, like, a close-up of Samara's finger and ring.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't really, like, get it together. It's like, what is this?
No, can any of us?
No.
Can any of us?
It's probably going to slide again.
Get it together.
If it does, I'll be. Can it'll be like, you'll see this coming.
Can D-Dot get it together?
Can they do better? Can they get it together?
Can they do better? That's the question.
This food smells so good.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm ready to eat.
I'm ready to eat too. Y'all are joining us for a dinner and a rant, a special episode of the Do Better D Dot podcast series. And I'm Ray. Where are you?
I'm Sam.
Hey. So if you're joining us on live, share as many people, start a what do they call it?
Watch party.
Yeah. Just tag people in here too.
Yeah.
We're looking for questions. Until we get questions, we're going to rant about some things, right?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I guess we can get started.
All right, let's do it then.
So first of all, we always want to thank people, like thank everyone for the support you've been showing us. Definitely. See, this is what happens when we put you in front of a camera. That's why we got to stick to just audio. Yes, big time.
Hey, Heidi, what's up?
Hey, Heidi.
We got somebody joining us.
I'm going to call you back later, girl. I saw your message.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us, Heidi.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, thank you guys for the support, especially on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes.
And also we want to give out like a special little shout out. Let me find his name. Oh, Cyber Art by Justin. So it's Cyber Art underscore by underscore Justin on Instagram. You messaged me earlier today. I don't know if you're on here now. Probably not because I don't see you. But he's all the way in Denver and he still listens to our podcast. And like he says he thinks about transit as it is in Denver versus Detroit. And he says he says it's pretty good there. They've got a variety of different types of public transit, which I'm super jealous about.
Oh, yeah. That 13th Street free bus, too.
Yeah, and he says, like, it only takes him about half an hour to get downtown, and he loves it. So I'm like, oh, to be that free.
Wait a minute. That's so crazy. Like, I've lived here before. You did. I've rode that bus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I rode that system. I know, right? Renard rode Denver, too. So, yeah. I mean, who's Renard? I meant Ray, right?
Please, everybody knows who you are now. Like, this has got to be a joke, people who listen to us, because I swear, like, I have to edit our whenever we say our full names on the podcast, I always have to edit it out.
Right.
But I'm sure I've missed it, and people know our faces, and they probably follow us on Instagram.
Well, you know we're superheroes, right? You know how superheroes have to like hide their identity.
Yeah, we're about as subtle as Clark Kent. Like. Change your clothes.
No, you mean like Peter Parker, because people knew he was Spider-Man.
No, at least he had a mask, though. Clark Kent literally just took his glasses off.
But it was kind of like, okay, Mary, what was it, the girl you liked or whatever, she never gave him the time
MJ?
Of day. Yeah. She knew it was him. She knew what was up.
But anyway. Look at him. Looking at him like, look, we don't have time for Marvel and DC and all that good stuff.
Sue us.
Not right now. Sue us just for mentioning him.
I'm scared.
We're not making no money off of this. We're dumb. But okay, so our usual little housekeeping things. Do you want to do the honors?
Yes, I'll do it. And now you get to see me do it.
Yeah.
All right. Dart is a new way to pay. Say before you pay. No more transfer. No more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and Smart. All of this information and more is also on the DDOT website, DetroitMI.gov, DetroitMI.gov. All righty. The DDOT app is up and running. And now you can purchase your 24-hour, your 4-hour, your 24-hour, your 7-day regional, and 31-day regional passes through the Dart app, available for both Apple and Android. Made sure I said Apple first. Available. But however, unfortunately, there is a 15-cent fee per pass, not per transaction.
So
you are a senior citizen paying 50 cents for a 4-hour pass, you're actually going to be paying 65 cents, unfortunately. So, yeah.
I'll never get over that.
No, and, and why can't DDOT just cover that 15 cent fee? That's so petty for us to have to cover that, right? Like, 15 cents? Y'all can't cover that?
They
Come
really,
on now.
I don't understand it.
What is going on?
So irritating. Yeah. But
so how did I do?
A++ as usual, especially because you're performing in front of the
camera. It's a little bit, it's different. Like, it's like there's like visual, then there's like audio, and then it's like
we have like a whole setup. You can't see it because all you see is like,
but you know what? I don't have
our food, but what?
I don't have a spoon.
You don't have a spoon. I have a spoon for you, though. That's the funny part. Like, you're not allowed to eat until I say so.
So, yeah, I'm not allowed to eat.
Actually, you are allowed to eat now, but, like...
Let's try it.
No smacking, no bang. I'm just kidding.
No chewing people, with your mouth open.
Some people are weird about it. Like, they don't like the sound of food being chewed, so... Yeah. Pretty good.
Oh, this is fun.
Of course it's fun, because you're eating.
That's always fun,
though. Okay. So should we wait for a couple more people to show? Or, like, what time is it right now? 8:07. Oh, yeah. We can chill.
Oh, yeah.
Heidi, what you doing?
Yeah, where you at, Heidi? I wish it was like two-way, where we can hear people come in, like the audio, but we can only see.
Well, I mean, you could, but then crap would go down. Like,
it would just be too much. It would just noise. Be crazy. It would just be chaotic yeah. as hell.
I hope to, actually, though, one day I hope to have like a, you know how like podcasts, they go on tour, and so they like on stage, and they have kind of like a live show.
Oh my God, yeah.
I would love to do that with Bus Riders in Detroit, like, just like have kind of a panel or something like that. That would be so fun.
Hell, a ride along live too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, a ride along live.
I wonder if people would like that.
Would it be too noisy?
I think so, but that's all of our podcasts. we just record in the
y'all
noise.
Y'all heard that in the first episode. If you don't like the noise, just gotta deal with it.
I don't know, tune in or tune out. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But like, yeah.
Any cool. questions? Where are y'all folks? Bring some folks in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here until about 9.
Yes.
Just chilling. Hanging with you guys, answering questions you may have.
Like, any questions. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Right. It doesn't have to be about transit. It can be about just asking.
Who's the goofier question. Between the two of us? Or...
Man, I don't think they need to. They don't even need a question. They don't need to ask that question. They know. Yeah, you. messy. I know.
Oh, that too.
But like, I just want people to like. Oh, I'm dropping rice.
Oh, that's the whole point of a mukbang, right?
Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
How's it going, girl?
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Whoa. I knew that was going to happen. I totally knew that was going to happen.
It was so going to happen.
I was like,
that
why?
Phone was going to fall down.
Like, the other phone for the Instagram.
We were ready for it to slip.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I really was looking at it. I'm like, it's going to fall.
It is going to fall.
It's going to fall.
So, yeah.
I'm like up against something not as slippery.
Yeah, not at all. So let me, like, scoot a little closer.
There we go.
Closer.
That's better. Hopefully it doesn't fall again.
I know, right? Any questions? Oh, we got an awesome from Jackie.
Yay.
Thank you. Yay. All right, so what questions y'all have? Come on. If it's just us, it's going to be a party. Mm-hmm. So go ahead with the questions. What y'all got to ask us? It's most of the time.
It's always a party, though. Oh, yeah. For you guys, Jackie and Heidi just joining us, we are having Indian food. Mm. We got some. I'll show them. It's all, like, half-eaten. Some basmati rice. Some chana masala. We have... Oh, samosa. And we have what would you call it? The coup de gras.
The coup de gras?
Yeah.
Non-bread.
We're like, we're going to eat in front of people. Join us for dinner.
It's so fun. Oh, yeah. Right. And yes, we are still. Oh, my God. Y'all seen us.
Sit up a little bit. There we go.
For our podcast. So you get to hear this. On Thursday as well. Too.
Yeah. It'll be semi uncut. I mean, I feel like if you have all the fun now and then
I'm having
are gonna
a lot
wonder...
of fun just being on camera.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool.
It's really fun.
Oh yeah.
And I never do camera stuff. I've always been like audio because yeah. I don't like looking at myself play back. I hate it.
Oh my God. Or hearing my own voice too. It's just like.
Oh, then you couldn't do what I do, which is. We just edit the audio because, like, that's all I
I'm
hear
like,
is hear
look,
our voices.
We're not, I'm tired of hearing you right now. Mm-hmm. Let me go downstairs with you and just, like...
That would drive everybody crazy. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, it's, like, 8:12 now.
I got some ginger up in there.
Look at you. Yeah. Of course. It's Indian food.
There's some surprises.
So, why do you keep sitting on the court?
I'm sorry.
I'm like, why is this so hard for you?
Oh, wait, so this won't be the last time we do this, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I think it'd be fun if we did it for Halloween, too. Like close to Halloween time and, like, dress up and do it.
Already.
What do you guys think? Do you think we should do this again?
All right,
dress
yeah.
up.
Should we dress up?
And then do another live for Instagram and Facebook.
Can we get some yeses?
Yeah?
Some thumbs
no.
up? Yeah, no. Okay, I think
nothing.
No.
They don't like us.
No. They don't want us to do it. They're no. like, nah.
But
yeah, so the way that this works is we want to be interactive. So mm-hmm. whatever we get out of this is what you put into it as well, too. Otherwise, we're just going to keep ranting because it is called dinner.
And a rant, of course.
Yes.
So, okay, first topic, right?
Yes.
If I had a dollar for every Goosebumps. Oh, my God, I should have waited until you finished eating. All these Ghostbusters. So you know how we spoke about it in one of our other previous episodes of mm-hmm. Do Better, Do That? How when the weather gets cooler, buses disappear.
I know, like where are they?
I don't know where they are.
Like you'll be where on your app, go? Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's coming in 3 minutes.
And then it just doesn't.
You're looking like you're out in the street like, where
is it there?
Is that bus?
Exactly.
Where is it?
Nowhere to be found.
I can't find it. So, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
Like, this Ghostbusters, like, who are you going to call?
No, we can't say it. We can't do it. You almost pulled me into it. Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, all right. We have someone joining us. Hi. How's it going?
Hey. Welcome.
And we can't press the wave button on there, so... You got a question for us? Anybody got a question for us? Anybody? We are on live on Instagram and Facebook on Do Better D Dot. So get your friends and families to join us on there. Oh, we got a heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? I feel like you're pressuring people, okay? You're asking them to ask questions. I feel like it's just too much.
Oh, I'm being pushy. Hey. I'm not pushy for this naan bread that I'm about to get.
It's really good. So those who are just joining us, we're having Indian food. We've got naan, garlic naan, samosas, basmati rice, and chana masala. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. She's just asking what we eating. Huh?
All right.
Let me give you a little close up. You can show her. Look at you. Your plate basically gone.
I was going to spill it, too. You know me? I'm messy.
Yeah.
So this is the samosa that I'm about to finish, like, right now.
I need you to not. Look at your manners. Not
even all fancy, shit.
Yeah, so we're having Indian food. It's from, I believe it's Peacock Indian Cuisine. And I ordered it through DoorDash. So, because I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to cook. It would have been home cooked, but I was like, no.
Nah. We'll do that next time.
But back to the topic. Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Where are you, bus? You said you was coming in 3 minutes.
Right.
Where you at? What the hell's going on with that? So y'all went through that, right? Y'all went through that way too many times.
It's tradition at this point.
Mm-hmm. oh, my God. It's expected. But what's going on with that?
I hate that it does it when it's starting to get cold. And then one of our other viewers, he said that it happens in the morning quite often, too. Especially in my area, like the west side. Nope. Careful. Especially in my area, like the west side. I think it happens a lot in Southwest, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the only place where buses actually work somewhat is probably downtown. And maybe, how is it where you are? Like, University District? Like,
They're late sometimes, like the Dexter. Mm-hmm. It's mostly on time, the connections, but sometimes mm-hmm. it gets really slowed down.
Yeah.
And I have trust issues with the app. It says come in and then it don't. And I'm like walking back like, okay, do I go down and catch the Dexter? Wait, let me catch the 7 mile. Wait, let me catch the Dexter. Wait, let me catch the 7 mile. Mm-hmm. Like, where is this bus? It was coming. It was like it's 2 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on in 1 minute.
Yeah.
It's doing that 0 minute thing with the wave. It's giving you so much hope. So much hope. And then all of a sudden you look at your phone. 35 minutes for the next bus. But you didn't see the one that was coming in 3 minutes. What is up with that?
It was never coming.
Oh, I need to eat because I'm about to get mad.
It was a lie. It was always a lie. It was never coming.
They're lying to us. Yeah. Like, okay, so you said the bus was coming. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Yep.
Just
joined us. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it was always a lie. I don't know what you thought. You were really optimistic, but... I go in expecting the worst, and then when it turns out to be good, then, hooray.
Look, it's sad that I get happy that my buses connect to each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, I'm getting off this bus, and then this bus is coming in, like, in a few minutes, mm-hmm. and you actually see it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's the saddest thing in the world. Yeah. Just the other day, I was on the bus, and then like the connecting bus was already there, about to pull off.
It zoomed.
So what happened? Our bus beep beep beep, really hard for him. Right. But he still left. He still dipped. Like he didn't even wait.
Wow.
And you knew people were like the bus had just pulled up. You knew people were gonna get off.
What did they gain by like passing up people? It's like you're not getting a commission for getting there faster.
What I'm trying to figure out is. They're always late. So, are you really trying to be on time this one
time? Right, this one time that you're picking up people?
I don't get it.
Or you want to drive the bus mm-hmm. and not pick up people and get paid for it.
Oh, she's requesting.
Maybe that's what a ghost bus is. So, this Thursday, you know, there's a DDOT community input meeting mm-hmm. from 5 to 6:30. They even went 7 p.m. They said, get these people out of our faces. I don't want to stay here till 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So, ghost buses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to rain, and there's no shelter. There was a shelter there last week,
mm-hmm.
but where's the shelter now?
Hey! Thanks for joining us. You know it's dark where you are, right? Like, we can't even see you, girl.
I think we got our first question, right? What's up, Jackie? Okay.
What's the comment?
I was riding the bus because I needed to put some near Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
The bus was called in. And he stopped the bus at Wisconsin.
You fading in and out.
You fading in and out. You out of pocket.
He stopped.
Mm-hmm. So, it sounds like what you're saying that they stopped near a stop or not near the stops. Can you say that again?
The Wilbur bus
mm-hmm.
stopped at...
Why did it cut off right when she was asking? It stopped where again?
Woodward and Davison.
Oh.
Woodward and Davison.
Woodward and Davison? Mm. For like the Chicago bus?
Euclid.
Oh, Euclid. Okay.
Okay, so that's like
Woodward and here. Euclid. Okay. And what happened? You might have to type your question.
Yeah.
Type for some odd reason, it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's like when you say the juicy stuff, it just wants to cut you off.
Yeah.
It's like they don't want us to get this question. So type your question and we'll repeat it to the audience.
Yeah. So we're going to disconnect from the thing right here because we can't even hear you, girl.
Yeah. Type your question and then we're going to repeat your question.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll answer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, type it.
All right, go ahead, type your question. We want to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We're taking you off the thing. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, just type us and we'll repeat it. But in the meantime, the shelters.
All right, I'll just take this piece for now and then.
So, yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want to do.
Right.
But, yeah, the shelters. Okay, so back in July.
Mm-hmm.
They promised us, actually before July, we've always been complaining about the shelters and the lack of seating at bus stops. Mm-hmm. And we were promised by DDOT reps that in July they will be taking some old shelters down and replacing them. So they delivered on half of that promise.
They sure as fuck did.
They took away, basically deleted. They took away stops, but they have yet to replace them or add more. Literally, my stop is the Woodward and Manchester stop. There used to be two shelters there, side by side. And they were okay. Like, they could have used some paint, maybe a little cleanup and stuff, but they weren't terrible, you know? Like, the glass is still intact, things like that. Like, they were actually perfectly fine. I don't know why they took them away.
You know why they punish us? They're like these damn kids breaking their shelters and stuff, and that's mm-hmm. taking away, make them miserable.
Well, then, okay, and then they had some work done there. They added more concrete. to a section. So I was like, maybe they just wanted to fix this foundation first and then put it back, because that makes sense. But that foundation has been fixed for weeks.
Where's the
and
shelter?
It's not, there's nothing there. Also, they made it really hard when they were fixing that the concrete. They made it really hard for people who were in wheelchairs and things like that to get to the bus. Like, they had to go down into the street where it's dangerous to get on the
Where
bus.
Where is this?
This was Woodward in Manchester.
Wow, that's...
So, I remember being, like, really mad about that. Because I was like, okay, y'all messing up. Y'all really messing up. So, yeah, D-Dot, where are the our shelters and benches?
Where are the shelters?
Where they at?
Where they at?
Where they at, though?
Show me the money.
Like, I'm just trying to understand.
Where is it? Because, like, y'all,
get to you in a minute, Jackie.
We got you, Jackie. Yeah. Let me school y'all a little bit. That's why I got to crouch like this. There's this document called the Strategic Plan for Transportation.
Speak up, I can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Strategic Plan for Transportation was published by the mayor's office last August 2018. In that plan, they said we were supposed to have about, I don't know how many shelters, 25, 50 new shelters, right?
Yeah.
Where are they? Because we don't see them.
Look.
So.
Hold on, let me just take a bite, because.
Ghost buses. Now, mystery disappearing shelters.
Ghost shelters.
This is starting to be a scary Halloween for bus riders already.
Right.
And even like the third or last week of October. So, Jackie, I think you had a question for us. One of our fans.
Let me go and get her back in here.
All right. Let's see what's up.
Join us.
All right. Let's see if she can get that question out.
Okay. We just got to wait for her to pop up.
All right. Let's wait.
Right. All right.
Hey.
Okay. All right. That's better.
All right. Wait. Shh.
Okay. Awesome. So, what my question was, it was just basically a comment. And I'm still echoing because I'm trying to hear
you. You're good. You're perfect. Good question. So let me repeat that for this.
For Facebook?
Yeah, for Facebook. So Jackie on our Instagram feed asked us, told us that there was a bus driver that, like, just stopped the bus, went up in Turkey Grill, got some turkey necks, some red beans and rice, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, yams, peach cobbler, and then, like, a soda pop or something like that, and then an iced tea. And then the question is, do drivers have lunchtime and stops? Actually, from what I've learned, no. Unfortunately, no. So they kind of have to kind of get it where they fit in. And unfortunately, it's on your time. So this Thursday at the Rosa Parks Transit Center at the DDOT Community Input Meeting on the second floor from 5 to 7 p.m., we can ask, why don't drivers get breaks? Why don't drivers get breaks? Thank and then you. Why isn't he sharing his turkey grill with me?
Stop! Real quick, hey Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Instagram feed.
All right. Oh my God, I know our fans are on here. Y'all got any questions? So yes. So that was a good question. Unfortunately, our drivers do not get breaks, so they kind of, like I said, they got to stop up in at Burger King and get the Impossible Combo Large, extra salt on the fries.
GMO soy, so I don't know if that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good though.
It's like... so good. Stop. Why'd you have to tell him the bad news?
Oh man.
Soylent Green.
Yeah. Soylent Green is people.
As people. Mm-hmm. That is an Yeah, go ahead. Wait, I wanna wanna make sure you finish your question.
Well, what is the city charter? What is their input? What is their say on the
Yes, so there is a group called the Citizens Focus Group. So for folks that didn't hear the question, one of our fans has asked what is going on with our city charter in terms of transportation. Charter is like a mini constitution for a city because cities cannot have constitutions. And right now, the city of Detroit is going through a full charter revision, and transportation is one of the subject areas. I cannot answer accurately what is their position on it, but I do know that there are very good groups out there. There's one group called the Detroit People's Platform Transit Justice Team that has been advocating for increased rights for bus riders, including a passenger's bill of rights, a local advisory committee or a DDOT or community advisory committee of like bus riders from each district that are represented. So I do know that there is a Saturday meeting coming up on October the 26th at 12 p.m. at the Northwest Activity Center. You can take the Dexter up there too. It's Curtis off of Myers. So that's going to come up on Saturday, October 26th at noon. And then we can raise issues about transit there. But to answer your question, I do not know what their position is, but I do know that we need to keep public transit public, keep it Detroit controlled, and prevent any privatization or any selling off of our buses or department to another authority or another department or privatization. So I hope that answers your question there. And that was an excellent question to tie transit to the charter. Our city is literally rewriting our city constitution or our charter. And that's a better term for it. So thank you. Thank you for that question.
I guess I got a load of questions.
Maybe if go ahead, please. Okay, so you wouldn't take this question?
For a low income fare monthly?
Like a, so you're asking us if you need to fill out an application for a reduced fare, like if you're disabled or you're a senior citizen or a Medicare card holder?
Yes, do we still have to pay the dollar?
No. So without much fanfare, DDOT did announce that they got rid of that $1 application fee to send the application for your reduced card so you can pay 50 cents for the bus.
One thing
or 65 cents on the Dart app because of that 15 cent fee.
Hey, Siri.
Yes, we're getting some more people joining us. So to repeat your question, do you have to pay, do you have to send in a dollar with your application to get reduced fares? No. Is a new application out? No. Do I know when it's coming out? Yes. It would be near the end of October, but that's, again, something we can bring up as a question on October 17th at the DDOT Community Input Meeting from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the second floor of the Rosa Parks Transit Center. So, no. Apply. Ignore the dollar fee thing on the application until they come out with a new one. I did ask about this. I'm not sure why the new application just hasn't been sent out. All you got to do is just remove that line that says pay a dollar and I think make the application a little bit simple. But no, you do not have to pay a dollar application fee for your reduced fare application. Not at
all. That's over. It's free. It's
yes. And folks that are responsible for that is the Detroit People's Platform Transit Justice Team. Them and many other bus riders have been advocating against this fee. The fact that you got to put a dollar bill in an envelope, even though the U.S. Postal Service tells us. What do they tell us?
You don't put money.
You don't put money
in the mail.
No, you don't.
No, never.
You don't put money in the mail.
People will take that money and yes. they will go
yes.
to the dollar store.
Exactly. So, when you're applying for your reduced fare application, do not put that dollar in there. Just throw them the application, throw a stamp on there, and do that. So, there should be a simplified application. Quite frankly, you should be able to fill it out online. I don't know why you have to go to a physical location if you're a senior citizen or disabled. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the point of getting the card?
Right.
I ran out of food, so I'm mad.
No, there's still you can still eat the naan. I don't want the samosa, so yeah.
You're gonna want that tomorrow.
No, I'm not. Not tomorrow.
Hi, Linda.
As far as the DDOT reps that are coming in, like on the panel, or us in the crowd?
Or DDOT in general, because from what I know from Detroit People's Platform, is that meeting with the transit group, that they are responsible for ADA representation at the monthly meeting.
Yes, they are.
There's no representation for the deaf and so on. Mm-hmm. And there's no sign language or basically someone speaking, let's say, in a foreign language,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be represented for buses.
Right.
What languages will they be representing this Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Good questions.
So this Thursday, because we know how this rolls, there will be no other languages being represented except English, because for some odd reason, DDOT has decided to be English only. But the languages that should be in the room should be English, Spanish, Bengali, and Arabic, because those are like the main languages we speak here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Four.
Yep, those are the main ones. And there should be some sort of sign language, ASL. American Sign Language.
Like in a box doing this. Yeah. And sorry, this is gibberish, by the way.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that can actually be offensive. There was actually a case of Florida where they did have an ASL translator, and she was speaking gibberish.
She was doing gibberish.
She was literally doing this.
And she collected a check. I can't believe it.
So just make sure when DDOT gets their ASL translator, they're not just doing gibberish and they're actually speaking ASL, because we could have a translator there too. We just hope they're not saying gibberish, but that's a good question. To answer it specifically, if you have a specific accommodation due to your disability, it's upon you to request from the department 2 weeks in advance. They put it on you.
They do.
On you.
How do we do that?
There is supposed to be a notice that's posted publicly that a meeting is taking place. This is the Michigan Open Meetings Act, right? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a phone number, some sort of ADA coordinator where you can request, but
they fail at that.
So they don't send those out every month for the community input meeting. Mm-hmm. They don't put the flyers on the bus or in front of the building. They rely solely on people who have an internet connection to know about the meeting. So,
and they barely post about that on
Twitter. So if you're disabled, it's up to you. And I'm really sorry if y'all going to hear that real close, but I have to emphasize that they put the onus on you. Not the department, but you. You have to request whatever your accommodation is. That's just how they do it.
If they don't have email, do they have an email
Oh my god, we're really about to get into this. Oh my. But let me tell you something that makes me so angry. So you know at the DDOT community input meetings, they have a sign in, right? Phone number, name, email address.
Yeah, a whole sign-in sheet.
Our actual address, like a whole thing that takes each person at least a minute to fill out. And I have yet to receive one single email from these people. Not a one. And it's the same going across the board.
Yeah.
So in theory, yes, they do have like a sheet you can sign up so you can get
But they go to nowhere. Updates, but it's the list to the void. It goes to like poof.
Off to the side. I don't even know what they do with our information.
Did you get an email about the community input this Thursday?
Sure didn't. I did not get an email.
So you didn't get an email? Did any of y'all get an email about the community input meeting this Thursday?
No.
All right, so minus the video glitch, and I think, Jackie, you're shaking your head, too. Any of y'all on the audience that's listening, did y'all get an email if y'all have ever attended a DDOT meeting? Did y'all get a meeting about this community input meeting? Oh, and guess what? You don't even know that it's not from 5 to 7 anymore. It's from 5 to 6:30.
That's right.
So they, like, first of all, we reluctantly bring the meetings back a month. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even want to have a monthly. They wanted it quarterly, right? Mm-hmm. And then now they had the nerve to make it an hour and a half because they didn't want to leave work at 7 o'clock. Sorry, I am sitting on a cord.
He keeps sitting on all the cords, y'all.
I'm sitting on all the cords. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's like they didn't want to work for 30 more minutes. They didn't send no emails out. Any of y'all that's watching the live feed, did y'all see a... I'm getting excited. I'm dropping water everywhere and stuff, right? Did y'all see a flyer on the bus for the DDOT community input meeting? Did anybody? You can answer in the text.
The only time I would get it if I rode the bus.
What bus are you riding that you got the flyer? Tell us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and check this. You remember they canceled it. They started doing quarterly meetings instead, right? They still hadn't taken down the old announcement saying that it was monthly. It's still there, by the way.
So they canceled it, left it on the bus, and it's monthly again anyway. Shit.
Right, and also it still says 5 to 7, so somebody will get there late. Like, oh, I can get like half an hour in.
I get off of work at like 6:25. I get there. They still meet until 7 o'clock.
No, sir.
You can't come up there. The meeting's over.
It's over.
It's 6:31 and you can't go upstairs.
Why you sound like the security guard?
Because she's mean. She is so mean. She is mean. I want to give her a flower so her day can brighten up. Ask as many as you want. We want other questions too, y'all. Go ahead. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we're not, when it's time to vote on issues like that, we're getting all kind of flyers in the mail.
Ooh, she said the V word.
But when it's time to represent the ABA, I don't hear anyone speaking on that except for Mary Sheffield, which is making that a part of her people bill. Transportation being included. So how would I go to my constituent in my district? Like, I live in District 5 and I could relate to Mary Sheffield. How can my other friends in other districts talk to their city council reps about the issue?
So you want
to
take
go
this?
Ahead. Go for All it. Right. You got the knowledge. Go for it.
Tell your folks to call their city council person. I am a bus rider or a supporter, and I believe that someone that's a veteran, returning citizen, no income, low income, or homeless should have reduced fares. So get them to call their council person. Get the phone numbers. Do a call with them there and say, I'm a bus rider, and I believe in low-income fares. So I think that's the best way to do that. You got to get people to call their council people. It sounds like
elementary civics class 101, but they do take into account your cause. They do bring it up. They do note that people are calling about a certain issue. I think your phone is your best weapon. We're using two phones right now mm-hmm. to carry this broadcast. So your phone is your best friend and weapon in doing that. And we can't just call, you know, your council person, Mary Sheffield, who does support a low-income fair. We need to call other council people too, and the mayor and DDOT itself, and mm-hmm. say that you support this. Because what's going to move anything is people speaking up. And that's like another voice of mine. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to tell people, okay, tell your family and friends. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So this really helps me a lot.
Thank you for raising the questions too.
Meeting tomorrow?
Not do better DDOT.
Not do better DDOT. No.
No, not do better DDOT.
Okay.
No, we're not meeting. We're meeting today.
Today, tonight, to eat.
Well, I'm so silly. Thank you. Jackie. Thanks for tuning in for your questions. I really appreciate that.
They were great. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, if y'all kept hearing the word ADA, that means American Disabilities Act. Know your rights.
Yeah. They're not represented enough. Thank you, Jackie.
God, they don't do enough of anything. Thank you, Jackie.
See ya.
All right. For those still on our broadcast, thanks for staying with us. We want to hear your questions. Otherwise, we're going to continue on. So we talked about mystery shelters, mystery buses. Ghost buses. Yes.
Ghostbusters.
So yeah.
What
else happened?
Something kind of new. I'm sure we kind of know about. Most of us know about this because one
day
spooky? Is it?
Spooky
to me. Q Line has finally joined the Dart family.
Yay.
I don't see why.
The little internet cut.
I honestly don't know why they decided that should be a thing.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not paying $2 to ride that mini train. Only $3.3.
I didn't think about that. Yes. When they joined Dart, that means they raised your stank ass little train fee from $1.50 to $2 for something that's gonna take 30 or 40 minutes to go from like Woodward and the Boulevard to downtown.
It's disastrous. I don't understand.
Especially when there's like a game at the Little Caesars Arena.
I don't even know.
That queue line ain't going nowhere.
Really not.
Get out of the way for the queue line. So yeah, you're paying the extra 50 cents for that. You can use your Dart app.
If that's your only mode of transportation around, like, because you know Wayne State kids, but I think they get like a special deal, right?
I don't think they do.
I mean, or if you just are down there paying $2 just to go
on a queue line, we can get on a fast bus or a DDOT bus, and get there.
And
faster.
Then the kicker is, it doesn't even reach as far as I need it to. Like I said,
it don't take me where to go.
My transfer is from Manchester and Woodward. Queue line does not reach Manchester and Woodward. So what I'm supposed to do? Take the queue. I'm supposed to ride DDOT or Smart to where it starts, which is New Center.
No. If you want to catch the fast, you gotta walk all the way back down to Baltimore and Woodward.
Yeah, from Baltimore and oh my god, just to take it.
So don't. I mean, if you want to use the Dart app on your queue line and go nowhere slowly. Go ahead. But you can do it. You can use your, I'll show y'all what it looks like, I guess.
I mean, just saying queue line is obsolete. Like, I don't even understand why we really put time and money into it.
It was obsolete when they built the damn fucking thing, like, on the side of the, who puts a streetcar on the curbside? That's some curbside service right there that you didn't want.
They were talking about, like, how it was going to be more helpful for people to go straight from the curb to the train, and I was like, what? No, that makes no sense. Like, you could totally make an island for people to go off the curb onto the island with a ramp, and then they can...
You're trying. I'm like...
That reach.
That, you were, like, doing this, like...
Don't hit your head. Don't hit your head.
Like that. That was the reach that we had to do. So, yeah, you can use this $70 dinghy on the...
Down?
No,
it was
backwards because of the mirror thing.
I'm like, that looks weird. Okay.
Hold on.
It was right side up.
All right. So, it might look normal to y'all, but it looks backwards to us. But, yeah, you can use this little bat, $70 bad boy on the queue line for $2. Ding! Ding!
I don't think I'll ever get over this.
over what? I'll what thing that we're not going to get over? Because there's a lot of shit that we can't get over. I'm never
going to get over any of this. This Q line.
This Q line is like it's like a bad joke, right? It's like, Detroit's growing. A fucking Q line.
Like, mobility. I'm just like, why? Why do we have this? Okay, so everything is...
I'm really am coughing now. I'm not even being an asshole.
You're dying.
Damn it, Dart. It's your fault. Oh, yeah, I know you're we dying. Were.
But, like, I'll never understand. Like, okay, so I get the buses. Obviously, mm-hmm. those are very important. I get the bikes, the mogos. Important. I even get those annoying scooters like Lime and Spin. And I mean, even though people leave them in random places, which is irritating. It's so irritating people leave it just in the middle of the sidewalk. That's you so bad. You know what
pisses
else.
Me the fuck off? Like in the middle of the sidewalk, I pick the thing up and I put it on the side. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the staffers like...
What if somebody's in a wheelchair or they have like mobility them. Issues? Yeah.
Fuck their scooter, fuck their walkers, fuck it all. That scooter is far more important. Mm-hmm. Laid across the sidewalk, there's somebody needing to use the sidewalk.
And it makes no sense because they all have kickstands. Why are they? I feel like the new Detroiters, yes, I'm talking about y'all, new Detroiters, no sense whatsoever. Like, you don't know how to exist in a city.
It's called being so weird. Considerate. You live with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. This is not like, mm-hmm. you know, rolling Pleasant View Lanes.
Right. It's not Avenue. The middle of nowhere where we can just like easily go.
It's not Pleasant View Lanes Avenue. It's Gratiot. It's Woodward. It's Plymouth. Yeah. Don't leave the damn scooters all over the damn sidewalk.
There's already so much construction going on downtown near that in that area that we don't have that much sidewalk. Left to begin with.
And then some streets. Wait. But some streets are getting a lot of sidewalk, like Livernois.
Finally.
Shit ton of sidewalk.
I mean, they kind of need it because of Fashion Avenue. Grand River is getting a bit of it. Like, they're expanding too.
Yeah, they call it road diets, where you just like shrink up the road and emphasize more walking, biking, other stuff. That all is gravy when it's planned right and people like us, human beings, are listened to.
Exactly.
What happens in Detroit, the way planning goes, is just, we're doing this shit, you're gonna deal with it, you're gonna fucking like it.
Exactly.
I don't wanna hear shit from y'all. That's how DDOT treats us, too.
Basically, I mean, the meetings, like, this Thursday, it's just a chore for them, and you can see it on their
face. It is a chore for them. It's like, these rabble-rousers, these loud-mouth-ass, smart bus riders who think they know shit or whatever, stuff like that. That's their attitude.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, October 1st. Now, since October 1st, we've had the Q line joining the Dart family.
Whoopee. Yay.
All right, so our last... Oh, actually, it's not. We have two more. And that's about our two more topics left before we wrap up. It's disparities with the new audiovisual announcement system. So, as you guys know, DDOT recently decided to go with a system that will announce every single stop on the buses. Like, we've been begging them to because not everybody can see, not everybody can hear properly.
Do your job.
And we need, and you know, Detroit's not well lit. Like, I can't even see where my stop is. So,
the LED lights are some bullshit.
Everyone's stuff is out. I don't even understand. So we were like, please give us audio visual announcements that announce every single stop, including saying, like, this stop is the next stop. Things like that, right? So they were testing them out on, six buses?
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard it from a bus driver. He said they decided to actually go with that system. So here I am riding. I ride all the buses, right? I ride the buses in the hood. I ride the buses downtown. Look,
we got places to go.
Really do. And I have yet... I heard it maybe three times on three different buses. More specifically, like the Grand River bus or the Warren bus, which are like the bigger, more important bus lines or whatever. I've heard the announcements on those, but I have yet to hear them on like the Chicago Davison, the Plymouth, any of like the buses that go into the neighborhoods. I've yet to hear these announcements. Like, because people in the neighborhood
Do they matter?
I don't know, but I barely hear like the regular announcements.
I don't know.
A system we already have.
You know what, on the way here, I thought I heard announcements, you but sure it could have just been the normal, the other
It was
thing.
Just the normal, like, when there's a route, like, that you can transfer to. Those go off sometimes, but...
I think only on the main routes they got those announcements. Disparity, right? Yeah. And it sounds like some young millennial, too, so who are they marketing this service to?
I have no freaking clue. It's supposed to be going towards people of the ADA persuasion and everybody else who might be hard of hearing or can't see you or just we, you know how we're always consumed in our phones
like or distracted, miss, right? Yeah. On the headphones, like
we need to know, like we need to know.
I can see something or hear something, you know.
Yeah, we need to hear or see what's going on. That's not happening, and I don't understand how DDOT is getting away with this. Like, I'm about to just sue him. Forget it. I'm tired. I'm like, we just about to
it's
because I just feel like y'all don't understand anything unless it's about money. So how about we just how about the people just take out a lawsuit? Like,
you know what? Let's hey y'all want to join our class action lawsuit and like go get this money? It's not even that we want this money. We want the department to like just like
understand how urgent this is.
Like the stuff that we're bringing up. Mm-hmm. We have to experience on a daily basis, right?
Right. It makes no sense.
But they got their feeling hurts. They canceled meetings and made them quarterly because I guess we were too mean.
We'd get no money on that lawsuit now I think about it. Like,
we ain't get
that department of horror, so forget that. Scratch it. Like, what are we going to get?
No. The money is not the reward.
Right.
It's that court spooking the department saying, do your job.
Do your job. That's all we want. And I hate that we have to resort to that. Like, these awful means.
That's what the courts are for, though. That's what our complaint systems are for. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still was involved in a collision earlier this year in March on the Dexter going northbound on the way to work. Nobody was injured, but a mirror just got lopped off a driver's car, and I reported it on behalf of that car driver whose mirror got lopped off, and the driver didn't have the decency to stop the bus. Is anyone hurt? Are y'all okay? Let me step out. Let me write a note. Put this on the driver's, you know, windshield. Mm-hmm. None of that happened. So I did a complaint, I think mine online, and then a fellow bus rider, I won't say his name, did his by phone. Neither of us got a letter. Mm-hmm. We had to call into the department to see if they actually got our complaint. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, we're sorry we didn't send it, blah, blah, blah. We didn't know if you wanted it mailed to your house or anything. Like what the fuck? Like, this bullshit. Like, if I worked that way in my job...
be fired.
Yeah. Like that level of incompetence, I probably could not hold my job if I was that fucking incompetent. Oh. And that's what makes me mad as a bus rider, because it's not like we're outsiders coming in and people who have cars telling DDOT what to do. We're actual riders. Mm-hmm. We want you to do better for all of our sake, right?
And our safety.
And then what's this other thing that's going on? Because I've seen it lately too. Like, you on one side of the street, all the buses are coming. And
bus
then
bunching.
Yes. Bunching of the buses.
That's happening a lot with the Grand River. It always has, but I think it's happening even more because of the construction.
Yeah.
Woodward, oh my God. Let's not.
Dexter.
Woodward is the queen /king of bus bunching.
It used to be Dexter. They stopped on that because we raised the issue. But yeah, the bus bunching.
It's like three buses at once. Hey, Norma.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, we're actually talking about your route, Grand River, and how it's like bus bunching. So it's like three buses come up, right? You're waiting all at once.
And then you wait like an hour for the next one to come because
they all came up at
the
once.
Same time.
Meanwhile, the other side, you ain't see no buses coming on that other side, though, too. So it's like that SpongeBob episode where you're like on one side. And then the bus come, go to the other side. It was just like we had to go all the way down to like Bikini Bottom. Don't sue us, Nicole.
You mean the east side? No, I'm just like.
Oh, it might be some east siders. Yeah, we're on the west side.
Don't come for us.
Don't
we're just play.
Hey, don't be nice to the east siders too. It's still Detroit.
No, I'm just. You know, west side, east side, whatever. But anyway, right.
I mean, we're on the better side though. Anyway. All right, I hear you. It's the truth.
Yes. That's all we have to give you.
That's all we give you is the truth.
We can't make this up.
We're not even being sarcastic or being an asshole.
Actually, we are being sarcastic and we are being assholes. But we're telling the truth. Like you're trying to make it sound nicer, but we're really not.
No, because if you tell the truth nice, it's not. How's it gonna be received? Right?
It's never gonna. I don't know. I try to be a good person and tell the truth nicely, but then people really try me.
They do.
They really do.
See, your eye twitching right now.
It's a little bit.
They try me right now.
Yeah, they try me. So we only have sheltered. We only have 4 more minutes left.
Oh yeah.
In the live, because we're ending at 9.
Yes.
So if anybody has any last minute questions or comments, you have. Oh, 3 minutes now. Oh. It's 8:57.
You got 3 minutes left on your 4-hour dart pass, too. Where's the bus?
I felt like Madonna for a second. Like, 4 minutes.
Why?
Was it 4 minutes? Oh, wait. I'm mixing a Madonna song with, like, a K-pop song. Ignore me. I think it was like, remember the Madonna song that came out? This has nothing to do with transit, but it's like, you only got 4 minutes to save the world. That song.
I got Madonna 4 minutes to save.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it.
Oh, this can't get edited out.
Oh, no. No, but sure can't. Thank you. But
I didn't even say the right lyrics anyway. They were like, he didn't even sing the song.
No, you said it kind of. But yeah.
I love that album, by the way. It's fun. It was it Hard Candy?
I don't remember. It's
yeah,
a long time.
By Madonna, Hard Candy. But yeah. It's a really fun album.
Back to buses. We getting off topic.
Yes, we are. Got a couple minutes. Shameless plugs and whatnot and copyright violations galore.
That's just us. I'm surprised we ain't sued yet. I try to keep us together.
She keeps me together,
y'all. I try.
She's trying.
But yeah, bus bunching. I feel like, what can be done about that? Like,
what's up with the schedule?
People actually sticking to your schedule instead of... Because I feel like Grand River just comes whenever it wants. It's like, I'll just show up. It does not follow a schedule, swear.
Oh my God, like, Samara.
What?
I mean, Sam.
What?
Oh, we released our identity. What if
we have? Oh,
the bus is
only
actually
a few seconds
ran on schedule. Okay, so
all
with
right,
that,
we gotta close out. Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm Sam
and Ray,
and this is Do Better D Dot.
All right, see you all. See you. Thanks for joining our mukbang and our dinner and rant. See you next week. All right.